Welcome to Awareness to Action, where you'll discover how possibilities become reality with me, Joan Marlowe. Join me and my amazing guests for powerful stories about those world-shifting aha moments. You know, the ones that catapult you into action and transform the way you walk through the world. Yes, you can live your life with purpose and passion. Maybe you aren't there yet, and that's okay. This show will take you behind the scenes and walk you through how other people just like you were called to transform their lives and the journey they embarked on to get there. The first step to taking life-changing action, or any action at all, is awareness. Maybe that's why you're here. Join the movement to create and live your purpose and passion while embracing your authenticity. Awareness to Action starts now. Hi, and I'm Joan Marlowe, and welcome to this episode of Awareness to Action, where my amazing guest today is Tina Marie Ferguson. And as I think about her, I think about her as being the queen of transformation. This gal has, in the years that I've known her, because she and I were affiliated in a lot of the senior industry activities, and that's where we first met each other. And she is the queen of just looking at things that need to be addressed, and she fills those needs. So the name of this show, the title of this show is Artsy, Smartsy, and Heartsy. So get used to those. You know, I love operational definitions, so we're going to have operational definitions of that. But the title is Changing Lives Through Art. And it's not only focused on doing that in the senior world, but also moving it into the world of disabilities. That's how she's now transforming all of this. And so a little bit about her, and then I'm really going to let her go, is Tina's the founder, owner, and head teacher of the award-winning senior art education company, Artsy Smartsy, the largest for-profit senior art provider in both Arizona and Minnesota. Talk about two diversities of temperature and whatever else, bringing monthly art classes in all art mediums to seniors of all ages and abilities. She's also the executive director of Heartsy, a nonprofit 502c3, which brings free art classes to low-income seniors and developmentally disabled adults. Tina was a recipient of the 2019 Phoenix Mayor's Art Award and the 2018 Mesa Maker Fest, say that three times fast, Social Impact Award for her creative work with these underserved populations. And one of Tina's Montessori-based dementia-focused lesson plans was also awarded an honorable mention from the International Council of Certified Dementia Practitioners and Center for Applied Research in Dementia. So that's her resume, I guess, or her beginning resume, or who she is today. But I'm going to let Tina go and tell you about her aha story. Her background is architecture. And I'd love for her to tell how she morphed and moved from architecture into the way the world is right now. So Tina Marie Ferguson, thank you so much for being here with me today.
Joan, thank you for your friendship. Thank you for inviting me. It's so nice to be here. This Italian girl has always kind of done my own thing. And actually, when I was 14 years old, my grandfather said, "You are my first granddaughter, and I'm going to pay for your college. What would you like to do?" And I looked at him and I said, my mom's an artist. And I said, "Well, Grandpa, I want to be an artist." And coming from CEO of a stockbroking company, he said, "Absolutely not." And he walked away.
Thank you for that advice, Grandpa.
I cried. I was like, "What do you mean? I'm an artist. I can't do anything else." And so I became an architect because half the classes were art and I was good at math. And I thought, you know, that's cool. And so I actually was one of the team of five that built the Chase Field here in Arizona. Wow. And Ellery Beckett was the largest firm in the world at the time. I was one of the only females. I was young. I started when I was maybe 21 years old at the firm. I practiced architecture for a long time. I owned my own architecture company for about 10 years, where I specialized in remodels and building custom homes for really well-known clients. And it was the most amazing job I had ever had. And suddenly one day I got a phone call, and my grandfather, who said he would never pay for my college if I did art, died. And he was healthy, and we were all shocked. And it was like, what? And my grandmother, who was married to him, they were married for 60 years. They were the most amazing couple in the world, was absolutely devastated. She was Italian too. She loved everyone, kissed everyone, hugged everyone. There was no stranger in her world. And my Nana would not leave the house. And I had the architecture firm at the time. I would stay with her, and she would cry every day. That's all she would do, is cry. She didn't want to be around anymore. It was horrible. And so the only thing I knew to do was bring her art. And so every day I would work on my computer doing my architecture, and I would bring art for her, and it worked. And for a year we did art together. Finally, I got her to go. She was living in a senior community, independent senior community. And I said, Grandma, can we do art out in the community center? Because this one's a messy one, you know? Well, I had a whole bunch of stuff for other people. She didn't know that. And so we went in the community room and we started doing art. And as people walked by, I'm like, come paint with my grandma. You know, she didn't know anyone in the whole building when my grandpa died. It was a long story, but anyway, she knew no one there. And so another year in, here we're doing art in my grandma's community. I was doing it for free, and absolutely my donation to my grandmother's life. And there were 25 people. They couldn't give us a room big enough to have art with my grandmother. And it changed her life. And I was in Minnesota at the time, and this is back in 2009. And at the time, I started looking into, I knew nothing about teaching. I knew nothing about seniors. I knew nothing about any of that. But I started researching. And Minnesota at the time was the leader in the industry nationally, behind New York City, in the creative aging movement. And no one was doing it. They had boards, and they were doing committees, and they were researching it, but no one was really doing it. And so I started doing it, and it was an accident. That business was never meant to happen, but I loved it. And one day, the activity director at Grandma's Place went to the annual Minnesota Activity Director Conference, and she told every activity director in Minnesota about our art program. Wow. The next week, I got 10 phone calls from 10 buildings in Minneapolis. They all wanted art programs. And here I'm married, and I say to my husband, I can't run an architecture firm and run a senior art company at the same time. What am I going to do? And he said, Tina, I have never seen you as happy as I see you when you come home from teaching art to your grandparents. I call them my grandmas and grandpas. So anyway, it exploded. I stopped doing architecture. The company grew. We were the largest in Minnesota. In 2014, I decided that I wanted to expand the business to Arizona, and I was going to travel back and forth. And so that's what we did. We opened up our first community art programs here in 2014. It was all sister companies of Minnesota companies. So they called their buildings here and said, hey, we have a great art teacher. And so I came, and I had work, and it was wonderful. And it continued to grow. I continued to speak all across the country. Some of the places that I spoke was the Struthers Park Nicollet Parkin Center annual training, the Arizona Assisted Living Federation, the Alpha Conference, mm-hmm. the National Struthers Parkinson's Care Network training, the National Center for Creative Aging out of New York City. I then, you know, coming from the corporate world, I then knew that you can't just decide you're going to be something. You need to get training in it. You need to get letters behind your name. Otherwise, no one's going to take you seriously. And so, you know, all of that experience combined with all of the training that I had out of the New York City National Center, which really was the leading center in the world for creative aging. Dr. Gene Cohen started that foundation, and he's well known for his research on art and the aging brain. All of that training really helped me grow my business. And at after 2019, when we won the Mayor's Art Award, we had 38 buildings between Minnesota and Arizona. I was flying back and forth. Everything was so busy and it was just exploding. And it's funny because I loved every second of it and I never felt like I was working. I love the people and the hugs and the friendships. And it, oh my gosh, it was the most amazing thing I had ever done. And in 2018, I was getting a ton of requests for free art classes, and they were coming from the people that needed it most. They were coming from the low income groups of senior communities and the veterans homes and places that didn't have money to afford the classes we were teaching. And at that time, we started the nonprofit, which is called Heartsy. And Heartsy specializes in teaching art to seniors that that can't afford it.
Yeah, that's and I had never heard all that detail. That's a pretty amazing story. And just, I mean, you're enthusiastic about everything to begin with, but watching you now retelling that story, you're like oozing of your purpose and your passion, which again is all about what this show relates to. And one of the, again, when you look at the fact that she jumped into this and didn't have a net, really didn't have a net. Yeah, you can go back and do your corporate thing, but she has just stuck this out and made this happen. And when we were talking earlier, you know, we were talking about the whole thing about faking it until you make it. And we were talking about the fact when you have purpose and passion, you find that light, you figure out how to keep that light alive. So, and that's exactly what Tina has done. So I so appreciate that story. And again, you know, sharing your successes. So we're going to go to break. When we come back from break, what I want to do is I want to dig in a little bit more and maybe talk about where your creative juices come and maybe some of the stories that you've had from some of the successes of some of your seniors that you've worked with. So let's go to break and then we'll come on back. And again, thank you for being here.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
Have you ever felt like if you just had the right tools and resources, you'd be able to carve a path toward the life your heart is aching for? Guess what? You have everything you need inside you. I'm Natasha Ornedo, and I'm here to show you that your healing is in your hands. Tune into my show, Unlock the Healing Path, every second and fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about me and my work, visit NatashaOrnedo.com.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.world. The best is yet to come.
Welcome back to Awareness to Action. I'm Joan Marlowe, and my guest today is Tina Marie Ferguson, the owner and the creator of Artsy Smartsy, and then the nonprofit of Heartsy. And she just shared her story about her oh my God, her, if you missed it, you got to go back and listen to her again. Her depth of purpose and passion for helping seniors discover themselves in art and through art. So let's keep on carrying that story forward, Tina.
It's amazing how over the years I can get that story out in 10 minutes. I've really learned how to really cut that baby down.
That's right. but you weren't supposed to tell that part.
I'm Italian. I've never been very good at editing my words.
Yeah,
I want to tell y'all a story that when I do my speeches, I always tell this story. And I believe that this story helps. I'm just going to tell it. When I first started Artsy Smartsy and the building started calling, and I was maybe only in my second building. So my first building was my grandma's building and I knew them very, very well. The second building was also in Minneapolis. And I remember we always had a table of about 15. And I remember the caregivers were rolling in my seniors and we really did specialize in teaching. I mean, we taught all ages, but we specialized in teaching those with dementia, Parkinson's, and Alzheimer's disease. Mm-hmm. And they rolled this little lady up into the room, but they didn't put her at my table. They put her against the back wall. And she was in her wheelchair, and her hair is like this. So I couldn't see her. And so I went to the caregiver, and I said, why did you roll her in the back of the room? And they said, well, she hasn't participated in any activities in over a year. She's nonverbal and she just likes to listen. And I thought that was the most ridiculous thing I ever heard in my life. And so I went over and I grabbed her and I rolled her up to the table and I got real low and her name was Hallie. God, she was lovely. And I said, Hallie, today we're going to do a Christmas lesson. And all you have to do is take this fabric and tie it in a knot onto this hoop. And we're going to make this Christmas wreath and you can hang it on your door. She didn't move. She didn't say anything. She didn't breathe. She didn't nothing. And so I thought, oh, well, maybe they were right. And so I just went to the next person. I went around and telling everybody what they needed to do. And about, I don't know, our classes are an hour and a half. About 45 minutes in, I'm still going around. All of a sudden, the activity director, who's in the other side of the room, says, oh my gosh, Tina. And she's crying. And I'm like, what? Like, did someone get hurt? What is going on? And I look, and Hallie was the first one done.
Oh my God.
She was the first one done. So then we knew that she was in there. We knew something was going on. She still didn't speak, but she did it. So then next month I came and we brought her again and she did the lesson. She didn't speak, but she did the lesson. Over 2, 3, 4 months, all of a sudden, you guys, I'm not even kidding you. She looked like a different person because people in her building started treating her like she was a person. They started treating her like someone was in there. They started asking her if she wanted to participate in things. They threw her in the back of that room for a year and did nothing with her. And when I saw that, I knew that caregivers, they don't know unless they test someone. They don't know unless they engage. They don't know unless they treat someone like they're a person, not like they're someone with an ailment. Mm-hmm. And so I knew. And I would go into the buildings and I would tell the staff, they'd say, well, who should we get? We don't have that many creative people. I said, you bring me someone that hasn't done anything. I want them. I want the ones that you think can't do it. This is who I want. And I will tell you, after 6 months, Hallie was there every day. She sat up in her wheelchair. You could see her face. She started talking one day and she says, oh, Tina, you have us do the cutest things, but, you know, they always give you a but I want to do mine in pink. So for the following 6 months, I did this for a year. Following 6 months, no matter what we did, Christmas, 4th of July, whatever it was, I brought it in pink because Hallie wanted it in pink. So when she died, I remember I went to the building and she wasn't in the room and I knew that we had lost her. And I wrote an article in the Minneapolis newspaper And it was called My 12 Months of Pink Art. And it was all about not underestimating our seniors and just trying to find the person that's inside of there and creativity in the brain. You know, so much of that training, that's exactly where the research came in, is when people finally stopped underestimating seniors. And art is just one venue to have them communicate. And once they can communicate, they get self-confidence and all. I mean, she was a different lady. So that really got my juices flowing when I was seeing that. And I knew that we could do that in so many other places. And that really helped me grow. Always telling that story when I speak to healthcare professionals. And I have gotten phone calls from staff saying that they did the same thing with people in their buildings and that they saw amazing results. So, you know, if that story reaches anyone and if it gets anyone to really think, you know, maybe I should do something little with somebody, I mean, then you just made my day. We did that.
Yeah.
Another thing. Oh, go ahead, Joan.
No. And what you said is very, very true. We start out small because, again, you know, the mind goes and says, oh, that might just have been one example. Mm-hmm. But I too have seen amazing things when I'm out there teaching movement and Tai Chi Easy to folks with dementia and Parkinson's, and watching that confidence and watching that smile and asking them, you know, to move within their frame, and they push themselves that little bit extra to go that little bit beyond. But the smiling and the laughing and the enthusiasm and the waking up that goes on. And then when they see me the next time, they remember glimmers of things. I mean, I do this thing with fingers and whatever, and I do a lot of things with smiling and clapping. So they see me and they'll do this. So just like when she called you Tina, and it's just amazing what can happen. Yeah. Yeah. So again, for folks, if you want to get involved and help your seniors, and don't think that they're gone completely, give them that additional help.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Artsy Smartsy has really changed a lot through COVID. And now we are not in person in any buildings. And we had 38 before. I've had one in-person class in 18 months. And it was more of a marketing thing. It wasn't really with the seniors, so I haven't seen them. Mm-hmm. But what, you know, we've talked a lot about the transitions that I've made in the business, because, you know, that was the first thing to go. And especially now that the buildings are only at 60, 70% capacity, they're not going to pay for art. Art is last. Yeah. Now they need it probably more than anything. They need food and they need activity and they need brain stimulation. And we need to stop. We need to reduce anxiety and depression and isolation and all of those things. And art solves those problems. So I now, on my website, instead of marketing my classes, I now market my continuing education credits for the healthcare workers. And that's been a huge success. We have two different certification programs on our website. One is a 2-credit, which talks really about the research behind art and aging brain. Dr. Jean Cohen, how art helps the aging brain and why and all of that, who, what, when, where, why's. And then we have a 4-credit program where I actually send you art kits, and then we train your building or your staff, and then you can have a artsy smartsy certified building if you do 5 staff or more. And I teach you the 4 lessons that you need to know that have been the 4 most successful lessons of artsy smartsy over the last 12 years now. If you know those 4, you can make hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of unlimited lessons for the rest of your career. And so that is the way that I still can help the seniors through the buildings. And that those are long-term, you know, if we can get the staff to learn how to be creative and how, you know, to do it right, where you're not scaring them, you're not intimidating them. You're helping them engage. So many seniors say, I'm not arty. My back hurts. I can't see. I don't have use of my hands. Like I've had students who are painting with their mouth, you know, like we got to train the staff how to be creative with these folks, because I can't get in there anymore, but they can. And that's lacking. No one trains staff how to be creative, but they have art programs they teach all the time. Yeah. So I'm really trying to bring up the level of care and bring up, you know, really the quality of life of these folks. They need stuff to do. And, you know, the studies are showing they're dying more of dementia. And I mean, they're dying more of anxiety and depression sometimes than they are of COVID. So right. We really have to engage them. And so that's kind of the big transition that I've made is to create these fun trainings. There's so many CEUs that are like falling and medicine management and blah, blah, blah. And then there's me and you who get to do the fun stuff, right? Like how to do Reiki and get peaceful. Peaceful is a healer.
That is so true.
And how to get creative.
Well, but the thing is, I mean, and one of the thoughts that come to my mind is, I think this idea is so key, because what else can happen with those caregivers and those healthcare professionals who also have fully functioning minds, but in their minds, and I could have been one of those, where you just say, I'm not creative.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, everybody. My background story is my mother told me when I was knee high to a grasshopper that I couldn't draw a straight line with a ruler.
No.
So that's stuck with me until I did a party with paint thing. And even when I went into that event, there was a canvas there, but there was an eraser and a pencil and a ruler. My hands started getting sweaty when I in there. And it was like, it was like this psychological breakthrough.
So it's so common. They say that's why everyone says it. A teacher, a parent, a sibling said, you're bad at this. And then for their whole lives, they think they are.
However, now in my world, and we're getting close to coming to a break, but in my world now, even if you look at my vision board, I've learned that I need creativity in my life. That's essential to who I am. Mm-hmm. I get to choose what the creativity is, but this, especially if you've got somebody who is already in that world and they love seniors. And yesterday I spoke at the Alpha, the same conference you were talking about that you spoke at. I spoke at it yesterday. Yes. And they are the kings and queens of, I call them the Uber caregivers. I mean, they love their seniors. Otherwise they couldn't be in this industry. Mm-hmm. So for them to feel that they can serve them at a different level. So we've got to build them up too. And I think that would be a win-win-win-win.
Oh yeah.
So let's go to break and we're going to come back and we're going to talk a little bit about the impact of COVID again and where this has put you and what's gone on. And again, the amazing emergence of Heartseed. So I'm Joan Marlowe. We'll see you back in a couple of minutes. Thank you.
On the Spiritual Freedom Show, you will hear the voice of an extraterrestrial master speaking through my teacher, Dr. George King, as it was recorded over 60 years ago. I'm Richard Lawrence, and on this podcast, I bring you the 9 freedoms, which I believe to be the greatest wisdom on earth, with practical ways to give global service and attain enlightenment.
Do you feel like you and your significant other have lost their initial spark? Then let Coach Martez and Wadrina guide you to strengthen your love and reignite that spark on the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. For more information, make sure you go to dreambuilderscoaching.net. That is dreambuilderscoaching.net.
Who taught you or your kids how to handle stress? That's right, no one. I'm combat veteran Deb Lewis, and I'm on a mission to change that. My new children's book, Why is Pono Not Pono Today, is set in Hawaii. Lovable characters, Pono the Bull and his friend Kuleana, show us how a stressful situation ends happily. Look closer to reveal powerful ways to handle all types of stress. Start loving your stress-filled life today. Go to mentallytoughwomen.com.
If you're a mom, you're probably hard-pressed to think of things you wouldn't do for your child's well-being. What if I told you the greatest thing you could do for your kids' development is focus on your own development? When you work on yourself, you begin to show up better for the people you love. Tune into Imperfect Momming with Alicia Lyons on your favorite podcast platforms. Learn more about me at alishalyons.com. alishalyons.com.
And welcome back to Awareness to Action. I'm Joan Marlowe, and my guest is Tina Ferguson. And we are talking about her exciting transformations of what and the wonderful gifts that she gives to seniors, as well as those with those that are developmentally disabled. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. And that amazing story about Haley, and all about the fact that even though we qualify people and say that they might be asleep up here, there are sparks that come. And that's so vitally, vitally important to realize that. So we spoke a little bit, you spoke a little bit about the impact of COVID. And again, COVID, especially for those of us that were doing work in the senior world. I mean, I lost all of my world of seniors within the 3-day period of time, that first weekend in March, boom, gone, because everything went into lockdown and they went into, you know, figuring out what the devil they were going to do. And again, when you said about the fact that so many people are dying from isolation, et cetera, yesterday in my presentation, when I talk about it, I say, you know, everything I'm going to be sharing with you, I want you to look at it with the view of how you were impacted personally, and then look at the seniors that you help and support and where they might be and how they're functioning and how they spent time. And I often talk about it. We were put into forced introspection. We were told to go to our room, and we sat in our room for months, and they really did sit in their rooms for a month without any interaction or whatever, and what went on in their brains. And then we look at that anxiety and that depression and just noodling these thoughts through their mind, because, and again, in my world, it's what goes on up here affects what goes on down in the body. So if we can keep this positive, but if they've got nothing that can change that constant loop, it's going to be impacting their bodies. So yes, it points to reason that folks are dying more and more and more from the isolation, anxiety, and depression. So thank you for the magical work you do in that regard. So what else has happened with Artsy Smartsy since COVID and what we're doing and how we're all living on Zoom?
Right.
All God bless.
I remember when it started, I'd never even heard of Zoom before.
I know.
And now I have this whole studio here. I got lights. I got all this noise reduction stuff. I got this computer. I got like another computer up here. I got like, it's crazy over here.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was going to work. Mostly because I wanted to hug them. You know, I'm such a toucher. And you know, when they get frustrated, I go over and I do hand over hand, which is don't ever do people's art. Don't ever do that. But I would hold their hand and I would help them do it. And it was such a beautiful connection. And, you know, that's how I interacted with people, was through art and through physical touch and all of those things. And I never thought it would work. No way. And as the months went on, everybody, you all know, everyone started learning all the different programs and it started getting more normal. And, you know, for all groups, not just for seniors. Like I was having ladies who they had wine groups or whatever. They used to meet every month. They couldn't. So they would hire me to do a Zoom class and they were all at their own houses. And I send out art kits to one person's house, and they get the art kits and they're all together and they're all drinking wine and we're all doing art and we're all having fun. And that worked out great because everyone could do that anywhere. And we still teach Zoom in Minnesota now through the Parkinson's Center. They're one of our biggest clients. They've been a client for over 10 years. We teach multiple times a month with them. And now they finally are doing classes. They do two different types where everyone's at home on Zoom and they get their art kits. Or I just send one big art kit to the Parkinson's Center and they have them come into the center now. So there's 100 different ways that we can do Zoom classes, and it's not just Zoom, it's WebEx and all the different, you know, things. But it's working. And I never thought it would work. Now, granted, I don't get to touch him. So, you know, my dog gets a extra love these days, but you know, it's working and it's actually opened a new opportunity for people who are stuck at home, because even at the senior centers that we teach at now, there's people that are stuck at home and never could make it out to group activities. So we now reach them, which is excellent. Heartsy is the nonprofit, and they kind of, you know, I started it in 2018 and I never, you know, that's when Artsy Smartsy was exploding and I never really got a chance to develop it and market it and write, I had never written a grant for it. And so we were mostly privately funded. It was very, very, very small. Maybe at the highest, we made $14,000 in a year through Heartsy. And then when COVID happened, I was stuck at home and two things. First, I'm like, I have all these art materials, all these art materials. And there's all of my seniors who are like my lovely grandparents. Like I knew them so well. I had been teacher for them for years. And I knew that they were sitting at home alone and I have all this stuff. And so I started making art kits and dropping off hundreds, 500-600 every month to all the buildings here. And most of that was funded by Heartsy, by our nonprofit. We were able to get private funding to put towards those kits, to get those kits to our seniors, which was so important. But it also gave me time after I would drop off these kits. It gave me time to write grants for Heartsy. And I'm so happy to say this year, since July, our fiscal year is July to July. This fiscal year, we've made almost $60,000 since July 1st. And all of that money, all of it, we have barely any administration costs. All of that money goes to low-income seniors for art kits. It goes to Zoom classes with adults with disabilities and youth with disabilities. They are amazing at the computer. They are all so savvy at the computer. So we've gotten grants and now we work with adaptive programs in Surprise, Peoria, Tempe, Mesa, and Chandler. And we've grown incredibly. And last night I had a class, there's 15 of them and they're all on the screen. And we were, I put it away. We're making these cute little haunted houses and they're so cute. Every 5 seconds, Miss Tina, is mine good? Miss Tina, is mine? I can't even teach the class. Miss Tina, what do you think about my, they're having so much fun. I'm having so much fun. Everybody's having so much fun. And we're not even together. They're all at their own houses. And then they're talking to each other and wishing each other happy birthday. And like, they're social. And if we didn't have, I know it's not like being in person, but it works and it's good enough. And they're happy. And that makes me happy. And so, you know, that's my focus. That really is my focus. We've really adjusted the groups that we teach. You know, it's still people who need it. I don't know if you know, but the disability, the groups of folks with disabilities, they were the very last people to be able to be vaccinated. Very last, with the children. Because they weren't over 55. They weren't, you know, different. There was never a group of disabled at risk. Those folks are at risk. Low immunity.
I never knew they were the last.
Wow. Last. And it was just like March of this year that they finally got vaccinated. So that group was huge. They could not go anywhere and they still don't. None of their program, Peoria does have them in person, but they're super high risk groups. And we were able to help them and have them meet new friends. And it's amazing. So I can't wait. They call me all the time on the phone. I just got a call last night inviting me to a birthday party on Zoom. They're amazing groups. So it's Heartsy has really, who knew that that's where I would have ended up. But I feel like we're making a difference in that group. And, you know, hopefully the seniors with training the staff to do the art with the seniors, you know, they're not quite as able to do the Zoom stuff. Dementia, Alzheimer's and staff shortages is really, really hard right now to get through. But But Heartsy is helping where we can, and we're dropping off art kits, and all of our programs have monthly art kit subscriptions now. So every month we'll drop off an art kit with step-by-step directions, with like a sample history, and, you know, so the staff can read a little bit and they can do the art with them. And so we're trying to make it as easy as possible to keep the quality of life to the place it should be.
Yeah. And that's real important as well. And again, one of my favorite questions is who knew? I mean, the element of surprise for us, when we suspend all judgment and throw caution to the wind. And again, what you and I were talking about earlier today, you keep at it and you'll have successes. It might not be the success that you had thought it was going to be, but when you are aware, you know, my love of the word awareness, there's awareness all around us. So when you are open to take in the feedback that you're getting or the input that you're getting, and you take the time to think about it in a different way, and whether it be that you've got someone to brainstorm with, or, you know, you do your own stream of consciousness, or you write it out, or you walk around and you record it and then listen to it, however you can make that happen, I strongly recommend you make it happen, because all of us have that ability. If we give ourselves the opportunity, and if we trust in the process that if our heart's in the right place, the rest will happen as well. And that's exactly, I mean, you and I are so just, what the heck? You know, we've got to do something. Mm-hmm. So let's do something rather than sit and complain about it. Mm-hmm. Or sit and say, you know, blah, blah, blah. Don't do that. I mean, do something no matter what it is. And there's no idea that's crazy at all. And again, I've experienced that, and you certainly are living that all the time. So we got to go to break right now. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about where you can find out more about Tina, how you can get involved in donating or do more with the whole Heartsy program, as well as also sending you to see some of her amazing pictures that she has available, that you can see some of these projects and whatever. So again, let's go to break for a minute. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Join Erica Gifford Mills in her signature series, The Rooted Life. This virtual 12-week series will equip, empower, and enlighten you. This is a coaching series that allows both group and individual work. 12 weekly, 1-hour sessions in the comfort of your own home. Schedule your free Empower Hour now at GetRootedRadio.com. That is GetRootedRadio.com.
Juggling life's relentless demands can leave us unbalanced and restless. Do you feel stuck in the overwhelm? Diane McClay is a personal empowerment coach, author, and compassionate storyteller on a mission to boost you into balance and help you move forward with passion and purpose. Get unstuck with Diane on The Diane McClay Show every second and fourth Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Diane, visit DianeMcClay.com.
One day, I arrived early to meet a friend for lunch. One of the wait staff welcomed me with a beautiful smile. It was everyday magic. We experience this kind of thing all the time, but it was magical because the smile made me feel happy and content. The Sanskrit word for smile is smitam. It means fully blossomed, fully bloomed, and expanded, like an empty field suddenly full of spring flowers. In the same way, a bright smile given freely changes everything. It can warm the heart. It can reassure or inspire or uplift. It can bring joy or lift a burden. Try it for yourself. Smitam, a smile, and discover a little everyday magic. Join me, Sarah Main, on Damayanti, the show for your soul, where we discover everyday uplifting magic together. And check out my website, damayanti.store.
Thank you.
Again, welcome back to Awareness to Action. And we have been talking with Tina Ferguson and talk about enlightenment, talk about awareness for us in looking at the things that we have possible to us. If we have that need or that desire to do give backs, I mean, maybe is it even feasible for just ordinary people to come in and take a certification class with you, even as a volunteer to go into an organization, or even to branch out in some way, shape, or form if they've got the ability to do that? Is that possible?
Yeah, it's so funny you say that, because a lot of the people who have taken the certifications were family members.
I get
they,
it.
They wanted to be, they're taking care of their family at home, and they wanted to know how to be more creative with them. They knew that their loved one was creative and that they could interact and communicate. It's a way to communicate, you know, like they will communicate with you through art and through music the way they don't just on an everyday basis. So yeah, everybody, I mean, so many people, social workers have taken it, and not just activity professionals, anybody who works with seniors. Creativity is a mode of communication. And if you know how to do it, you get them for longer, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think you and I need to explore that a little bit, because I think we're good brainstormers together, and just come up with some ideas about how we might be able to move forward to that. So how can people get involved or donate, donate to Heartsy and help you keep growing?
Absolutely. Right on our website, we have a button right on the top. And our website is www.beheartsy.com. And that's BEHEARTSY.com. And that's a way that you can donate. Donated monies through the website go to art kits that get out to our seniors, because they're not doing the Zoom. So, you know, really, and they're still isolated. You know, you see the COVID numbers here in Arizona. They're the same as last year, if not more. Mm-hmm. So that's where donated monies will get to. And all of it goes to that. We don't have really any administrative fees at all. So that's a huge way, easy way. We also update our Facebook almost every day, probably multiple times on the programs we're doing. I just put up last night on our Heartsy Facebook page all of the free classes for October, November, and December, where they are, how to locate them, how to sign up. And there's probably 10 a month. So if you live in Peoria, there's a class for you. If you live in Surprise, if you live in Tempe, we're all over the valley. And so, you know, that's how I'd like to give back and get the word out to those of you who are at home and are with seniors or with kids with or youth or adults with disabilities. Definitely go to my Facebook page for that information. We also have a meetup group. I need to update that, but all those classes will be up probably by the time this airs. So that's good. And we also have Instagram. I don't do that as much. Facebook really is the best. We also have a Artsy Smartsy class website. All of our art kits are for sale on that website. So you can buy art kits, and you can also sign up for our certifications on www.artsysmartsyclass.com. So that's a good place too. As far as volunteering, we have a volunteer match. If you Google volunteer match, we have a profile there under Heartsy. So right now, since we're doing most of our classes on Zoom, we don't really have much volunteering needed because we're not really in person yet. Mm-hmm. So mostly your help could be by, or even donating art materials. That is huge. Donating aprons and tablecloths for these buildings. That's something I've had on my mind a lot, because I'm doing these classes and they're getting stuff all over them. And, you know, we just don't have money to give everybody aprons, good aprons that they can reuse. So aprons and tablecloths and paints and canvas and things like that are always appreciated and go directly to our folks. So anything like that would be helpful.
Wow. Okay. The wheels are really, really spinning. And I certainly want to get involved in this. And I'm just thinking, even other guests that I've had might also now help you based upon what I know they're doing in their business. So let me start connecting, making some more connections here as well with just people that have this like-minded spirit and believe in the whole process that we're also doing with people living their best life as far as being able to live their purpose and their passion. Awesome. So before we move on, talk a little bit about the amazing gift that you are offering folks that are hearing, either watching or listening to this podcast. It's an amazing, amazing gift.
Well, I would love to offer anyone who contacts me before the end of the year, 20% off a group event. Our group events are for 15 people. And I'd love to offer 20% off. Just say Joan's Radio Show in your email or call me. My phone number is 651-334-3997. I'm going to do 20% off for the first two groups that contact me. And we teach everything. We do painting and jewelry and clay and mosaics and, oh my gosh, everything you can think of. Look at all the beads and ribbons back here. We do everything. And in closing, I just want to share this. This is my grandma and my grandpa and my mother and my grandmother who suffered from Alzheimer's. And without them, I would never be here today. And I would never be have been able to follow my dreams. And so I wish you all to do that. It's worth the risk. So many people tell you not to do it and that you're crazy, but you got to do it. It's worth it.
Yep. I couldn't agree with you more. So those of you that are just listening on the podcast, what Tina was doing was showing pictures of these amazing people in her life that have influenced her so. And, you know, at this moment, just hearing the emotionality involved in that, think about and share gratitude for the people that have influenced you, because that's vitally important. None of us would be where we are today if there wasn't someone behind us, someone that inspired us. And I think all of us need to keep looking for that inspiration. And the other thing that I think we need to look at is to, you know, yesterday, having done this in my presentation yesterday related to looking at self-care for those that serve seniors, because that's vitally important. But looking at the fact that we need to sometimes go back and make believe we're children. And what better way to be a child than get involved in doing an art project? We need to be curious. We need to be curious. And the curiosity includes, you know, picking up a magazine you never in a million years would have thought about looking at, or watching a TV show you never in a million years thought you would be looking at. Or better yet, if you, like me, were so fearful because you didn't think you could do it, you thought all you knew you're going to fail because mom said I was going to fail, or, you know, I wasn't cutting the mark, that this is the time for you to spread your wings, because there's no time like the present, and you have the rest of your life ahead of you. And you too can make a difference no matter what it is. You know, there's so many people in my life that have now transitioned into retirement through COVID or whatever, and they're trying, and they need purpose as well. So this might be just another thought, things that you didn't have time to do when you were working your 9-to-5 corporate America job. Mm-hmm. And this will free your brain, and it will make you smile, make you laugh, because those two are two essential items to help your self-care. Again, those muscles in your mouth, when you smile, there's 90 some odd muscles that actually send all the positive endorphins to your brain to make you, so even if your body's not happy, your body will be happy because you've smiled. So those are the wonderful things. So we're getting to the close. And any last words, Tina? And again, thank you. This what a fun show. But every time with you is fun.
Well, I wish I could hug you, Joan.
I know.
I've already gone through my lack of touching.
I know. I know.
I thank you for thinking of me. You called me months ago. We've tried to figure this out for a long time. I thank you for thinking of me, and I thank you for your friendship, and I thank you for everything that you're doing in the community with everyone you work with. And, you know, you're just as an inspiration as I am to you. So please know you're important in my life. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And that's where namaste comes in all the time. Again, may the student and teacher in you match the student and teacher in me. And it's all good. Again, thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Awareness to Action, where again, we tell people's aha stories and look at what their inspiration is for them to find their purpose and their passion and to live it fully. Thank you so much. Till next time.
Thank you for joining this Awareness to Action episode. Join me next time for more inspiring stories that will shift your perspective and allow you to see pathways toward a more fulfilling life. It doesn't come overnight, but with a positive outlook and a will to keep moving forward, you will get there, and it will be worth every twist and turn along the way. A willingness to learn from this experience is key. If plan A doesn't work, remember, you have plans B through Z to continue your journey. With each adjustment, you're one step closer to turning a possibility into a reality. For more information about me or to work with me personally, visit peacefullyhealing.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.